Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Mary Sue Wilkinson, a career educator, professional musician, and the author of Songs You Know by Heart, a simple guide for using music in dementia care. She is the founder of Singing Heart to Heart and the Young at Heart Music Program, where she leads hundreds of senior sing-alongs and music experiences every year. Mary Sue specializes in using music in dementia care. So welcome, Mary Sue.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Let us know why music is such an important tool for connecting with and caring for people with Alzheimer's.
Well, there's three quick reasons. One is it's simple to use. Number two would be it utilizes a retained skill, so you're focusing on strengths. And the third reason is it really allows you to bring you back into relationship with that person. And I'd like to tell you how I got started in this because it illustrates all of that perfectly. My father-in-law had lost language due to dementia. In fact, he was only saying gaba, gaba, gaba. And he had been a minister, and he loved music, and he loved singing hymns. And I guess sort of out of a desperate effort to connect with him, I just started taking my guitar and singing the hymns for him. And suddenly, there was really an amazing transformation. He sang every word in perfect pitch. He even added harmony. And I mean, it was just remarkable. And when the song was over, he went back to gaba gaba. But it clearly brought him joy, and it gave us this meaningful thing that we could do together, and clearly made him happy. So, you know, that, at that time, I didn't really understand it. I guess I just was shocked. But since then, I've been studying with Tipa Snow, and I've learned more about the brain. And it's actually the right side of the brain is where music and memory is stored. The left side is where language is stored, which is often the most dramatically impacted by Alzheimer's and other dementias. So the right side of the brain doesn't experience as much damage initially. So it gives us this opportunity to use a retained skill. And then, you know, family members and caregivers, they're really short on time and energy. It's really hard caring for someone that you love who has memory loss. And there's so many ways in which you're focusing on the things they can't do any longer and on their weaknesses. So music is simple. There's really very little effort. You know, we all have a phone. We can get music. We all have a voice. And it offers hope. But I really think the most important reason that it's such a good tool is because it can bring you back into that relationship with that person that you love or that you're caring for.
You know, Mary Sue, you outlined several ways that music improves the quality of life for the caregiver and the caregivee, really. So what are four simple, practical ways that anyone can use music, really take advantage of this to make caregiving easier?
Well, you know, one of the simplest things, and I wish that more assisted living and nursing homes perhaps would just sort of have that boombox at the checkout, you know, at the reception desk, and let people use it as they go in. That's kind of something I'm hoping for. But, you know, when conversations become difficult, as they do, or even impossible, my first suggestion is that you just take recorded music in with you and you let that be the focus of the visit. So it creates a comfortable environment for you and for the care, the person receiving the care, and you can play favorite songs. Now, if they're still verbal, they might be sparking memories and help you reminisce, or you might just sit and hold their hand and smile and sing along and clap hands together and tap toes, but it gives you a focus. So that's one idea. The second thing is when people no longer recognize you, and you need to help them with care, with daily living activities like bathing, and you want them to take their clothes off and they don't know who you are, you can sing a favorite song to them to communicate to them that you're a safe person. If you think about it, someone who is singing with you is probably not going to hurt you. And that can reduce the resistance, kind of grease the wheels for you, so to speak. A third thing would be, you know, music makes us want to move. And it can help you literally get someone walking across the room. Getting started is often hard for people with dementia. So if you are singing, you know, I've been working on the railroad, as you walk with them, they may even start walking in time to the music, but it'll help them get moving and go. And then another idea, and there's lots more of them in the book, but another idea is use a simple song as a cue for what's going to happen next. You know, people with memory loss, they do best with structure. And so if they know that maybe in the morning the first song you sing is Hail, Hail, the gang's all here, it can be a cue to help them, you know, recognize and understand what's coming. So there's just a few ideas.
And there are lots of other ideas, of course, in Mary Sue's book. And so we'd love for you to check that out. You can connect with Mary Sue Wilkinson on her website, which is singinghearttoheart.com. And that's singingheart.com, where you can purchase her book, Songs You Know by Heart, a simple guide for using music in dementia care. And you can find many other valuable resources. And the book is also available on Amazon.com. Mary Sue, thank you so much for sharing some of your wisdom with us.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Appreciate it.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.